Bill Cosby walked free today after the Supreme Court of Pennsylvania overturned his assault conviction, leaving his accusers stunned.
They vacated the conviction, meaning no trial, they overturned everything. He's going to be a free man.
This must be devastating to many of the accusers, and my heart especially goes out to those who bravely testified in both of his criminal cases.
From WHYY in Philadelphia, this is Cosby Unraveled. I'm your host, Annette John Hall. I was shocked, I mean shocked, when I heard the news that Bill Cosby had been released from prison, that his sexual assault conviction had been overturned on a legal technicality. You know, the first thing we did was resurrect this podcast, Cosby Unraveled, which traces the funny man from his Philadelphia roots to his conviction in 2018. We'll be dropping other episodes to address some of the big questions we have, like, what the heck is the Supreme Court ruling all about? And for the survivors who waited decades to see their abuser brought to trial, what does justice mean now? It's still early on this. For the moment, Cosby is at his suburban Philadelphia home, and we're all wondering what comes next. But in the meantime, we knew we couldn't make an episode without bringing back Anthea Butler. She's a professor of religion and Africana studies at Penn who doesn't mince words when it comes to Cosby. Here's what she had to say. So tell me, when you heard about the reversal and that Bill Cosby was going to be released, what was your immediate reaction after you heard the court's decision?
Well, my immediate reaction was exactly what I tweeted, which was, this is going to end up being a Hotep holiday in Philadelphia. Because, you know, there are all these people who love Cosby no matter what. And basically, you know, I'm surprised but not surprised. Let me put it like that. Because I had seen some rumblings about the case, so I knew that things could fall apart.
When you say that this is a Hotep holiday, what do you mean by that?
What I mean by that is there are a lot of folks who are Black people, I'm being very specific, who really do love Cosby and think that this was a whole setup. And when I say Hotep, I mean like the people who are like, we are down for Black folks no matter what. We don't care what the crime is. We don't care what anything is. You know, we are Afrocentric. We believe the man has got his hand on everything. You know, you live here. You know what I'm talking about.
I want to get back to that. But let me just ask you, from a legal standpoint, do you think the court did the right thing?
Yeah, unfortunately, that doesn't preclude his guilt. But, you know, when we go back and look at what, you know, the Trump lawyer that was involved in this case, you know, essentially he made Bill Cosby a promise. You know, if you do this, then, you know, he told the truth during the civil court trial. And then, you know, they went back and prosecuted. This is prosecutorial failure, basically. What I believe is going to happen is that, you know, because of this prosecutorial mistake, what will end up happening is that there will be a huge group of people who think that Bill Cosby has been exonerated. And that is not the case. He is out on the technicality of that he shouldn't have been prosecuted again because the prosecutor messed up. And that is the problem. So, you know, if there's anybody to blame here, it is him. Now, the question becomes, you know, how is this going to play out? And how is, you know, Cosby going to spin this? Well, Cosby's going to spin this as I wasn't guilty anyway.
There was so much energy, Professor Butler, behind the Me Too movement when it hit our consciousness a couple of years ago. And Cosby was like the first celebrity tried in that Me Too era. And so what does this, if anything, mean for the validity of the Me Too movement right now?
I don't think you could judge the movement on just, you know, what happened with Bill Cosby, right? I think that is that would be a tragedy because, you know, the movement did a lot to focus in on what was happening with women, what happened with men, what happened with people, you know, all people who have been abused in these kind of power structure situations. So to judge this on Bill Cosby getting out, I think would be unfair.
The first thing that I thought about was when I heard about this was, how must Andrea Constant feel? I mean, she had to muster up the courage to come forward. And now, you know, all of the energy that she put into this is for naught. How do you think she's feeling right now?
I would imagine very bad. I mean, I feel for her. And I would probably not come out of my house for a while because the press, I'm sure, is looking for a comment from her. And I don't know what you say. I just don't.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, getting back to the Black community and the debate that's taking place on social media, I just took a quick glance at my social media feed. And, you know, Black folks are clearly divided, as you say, between those who are celebrating Cosby's release because they don't think a Black man can ever get a fair trial, and for those who believe he did. And interestingly, it doesn't break down along gender lines. There are as many women who are celebrating his release as there are men. So what do you think this says about Black people and their views of the criminal justice system or even of beloved celebrities?
I actually want to put this in a different space. I mean, because if we just put it to celebrity or, you know, the Black community, that's the easy way out. I'm going to make it harder. Let me make it really intense. This has a lot to say about the Black community and sexuality.
In what way?
In the ways in which that sometimes in the Black community, when people are raped or people have been abused or people have been molested, that people look the other way. This is historic. I'm a historian. I can tell you this. This is something that comes up a lot. And I think that one of the things in our community, because of, well, you know, they're family, or we can't just ignore them because they're family. And, you know, in Bill Cosby's case, for a lot of Black people, Bill Cosby felt like family because of the Cosby Show.
You know, I have to say, when I first heard about this decision, Professor Butler, I thought about all the women who had come forward since 1969 saying that they were victims of Cosby. How does something like this affect them? And what message does it send to victims of sexual assault everywhere?
It should not send this message, but it's probably the message that it should send. So I'm prefacing it by saying I don't think it should send this message, but I think it sends the message that your words don't matter. And, you know, you can logically think about this, you know, as I can intellectually and say, well, this is a case, the prosecutor messed up, this is a legal technicality. But the other part of it is that they can't even let this man stay in jail for his whole time. He can't be in prison for his whole time. He's never going to pay. His money got him off. His power got him off. And so those are the kinds of things that play in. And they probably do not feel very good about themselves or what happened to them because of him, you know. And they may, you know, still blame themselves, which they should not do. And I think that's really important to understand that there's a lot of people hurting here today because of this.
So where do we go from here?
To be honest with you, I don't know. The world is a mess. I mean, this is just one of many things right now that's wrong. But I mean, if I had my druthers about where we should go with Cosby next, I think he should be hounded out of polite society and never spoken to again. But, you know, as one of my followers said on Twitter, and I'm forgetting who it was, he said, oh, he'll probably be on one of these, you know, conservative cable stations next week telling everybody to pull up their pants and vote for Trump.
And as one of my friends said on Facebook, I'm just got to make sure I don't set my drink anywhere near him.
Exactly. Well, I wouldn't want to be anywhere near him anyway. I'm going to be blunt here. Everybody can hear me. I ain't never liked him.
Anthea Butler is a professor of religion and Africana studies at the University of Pennsylvania. To catch our next episodes, subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.